from NPR News. This is News in No Time, Ed Gordon. Some contend it's a big blow to the labor movement. Others say it needed to happen. Two major unions representing 3.2 million workers announced yesterday they were breaking away from the AFL-CIO. The dispute is over dwindling union membership and the future direction of organized labor in the United States. The Service Employees International Union and the International Brotherhood of Teamsters are potentially looking to build a coalition outside of the 50-year-old Labor Federation. At least two other unions may follow suit. Julianne Malveau is an economist and author. She appears regularly on our roundtable segment here on this program, and she joins us via phone today from Washington, D.C. You know, Julianne, just ironically, yesterday as I was flipping through the television, I saw an old episode of Good Times, and James, the father, was up for a union job. He saw it as a golden ticket. What's happened?
Well, a union job is a golden ticket if you can get one, but as you know, Ed, the percentage of the labor force that is unionized has dropped precipitously over the past 20 years. Now, it's 1 in 8 workers is covered by a collective bargaining agreement. When people are unionized, they do better than people in the same work who are not. And ironically, that you would mention Good Times, African-American men are the best beneficiaries of union membership. A black man who has a union job earns about 50% more than a black man doing the same work in a non-union job.
And that's
numbers are lower for white men and lower for women, but African-American men are among the primary beneficiaries of unionization.
That's an important point here, Julianne, as we look beyond the headlines here. For African-Americans for years, and growing up in Detroit, I saw this firsthand. For African-Americans, the union meant a whole lot.
Unionization in the auto industry, quite frankly, is responsible for the growth of the working class, black middle class in cities like Detroit. You have brothers and sisters who worked for GM or Ford Motor for 20 or 30 years. They're pulling down six-figure salaries with their overtime. You know, they're making as much as a college professor is. So the bust up of the AFL is, I think African-American people are among the losers for this bust up. Now, I understand totally why it's happening. There's been some tension around the issue of should money go into politics, and people believe that John Sweeney has spent too much of his time on that, or should the money go into organizing, and that's where Andy Stern and some of the others are leaning. But many of the African-American labor leaders behind the scenes have pleaded with folks to try to come together because, you know, if we picked up our marbles and left as African-Americans every time things didn't go our way, where would the labor movement be? In fact, you know, there's a very bitter history of African-Americans in labor. But we stuck with it because we understood that it made a difference for our lives.
Just a quick note, Sweeney being the head of the AFL-CIO and Stern heading up the SEIU.
SEIU, Service Employees International Union.
Exactly, and one of the unions that's splintering. Before we let you go, Julianne, just give us a prognostication, if you will, of how you think this will play itself out.
Well, they've gone. I think that, you know, within 5 or 10 years, there may be some rapprochement, some kumbaya. But frankly, I don't know if it's a horrible thing, because both of these unions, these new configurations, are still going to be relatively progressive. What I think it may do is force the AFL's issue hand on the issue of organizing, and the labor has no future without organizing. That's the bottom line. So I expect to see a renewed focus on organizing, both from the Teamsters and SEIU, food and commercial workers, all the folks who've broken off, but also from the AFL. Sweeney sees the writing on the wall. He understands that this is a very weak union. I mean, very weak movement right now. The Wall Street Journal is salivating. Corporate America is salivating. And labor at some point, even if it's under a different configuration, I think we'll have to come together. So Stern has said that SEIU will continue to contribute to the AFL-CIO partially. Mm-hmm. They won't do as much as they were doing before. But Ed, the problem is that the two unions that have left represented 20% of the AFL-CIO's budget.
Yeah, $10 million. Julianne Malveau, an economist and a regular on this program, we thank you for your insight. Appreciate it.
Thank you.